today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, in this episode, we're going to speak about significance of Hajj, Muslim pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. On Sunday, you listen to this part, 6th of Zilhijjah 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Hajj, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ.
And proclaim to the people the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who come on foot are mentioned in the verse before those who come riding on beast, because their rank before Allah is higher, since they suffer the toleration of this voyage more than the latter. That is why a tradition narrated from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations be upon him and his pure progeny, indicates that he who goes to Hajj on foot would get 700 rewards for each step he takes, while those who are mounted on animals will get 70 rewards.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم. بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب واغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بال
About the significance of this special pilgrimage on the Muslim world's, I mean Hajj, we can say being one of the five mandatory pillars of Islam, the act of Hajj can be defined as the annual pilgrimage to the house of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca. Muslims are expected to perform it at least once in their life. Performed in the sacred state of Ihram, Muslims are strictly forbidden to engage in any type of sin. This includes argument, violence, and 7, trimming or cutting their hair and nails. Muslims are advised to adopt a calm demeanor throughout the pilgrimage. When Muslims intend to perform Hajj, they are often reminded that the opportunity of pilgrimage is actually an invitation from Allah to His house. Supporting the spirit of brotherhood, unity, and equality, the sacred event of Hajj brings together Muslims from all over the world. Apart from symbolizing positivity and kindness, Hajj is the highest form of honor earned by a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about some social effects of Hajj. The house highly respected is the Kaaba, towards which Muslims all over the world perform their prayer, slaughter cows, sheep and camels, and bury their dead. All deeds are accepted only when they are performed in the direction of the Kaaba. Muslims deem such respect for the Kaaba in the remotest and most hidden places. They are careful not to ease nature with their face or back towards it. The house is so sacred that sacrificial animals and precious assets are offered to it. Beyond doubt, when the sacred house is a common goal, it will guarantee the survival of the Ummah. It is a shelter for the oppressed and a source of tranquility for those who are in a state of panic. All these important effects come from the sanctity which God has made about this house. God knows that the human society is in need for a single forum respected by all, a sanctuary where all people can join hands and hearts to solve problems and walk on the path to a happy life with the power of unity. Hence, He has made the Kaaba in such a strange place with sanctity. The same question is sufficient to make us understand that the philosophy behind whatever God has made, and that He is the knower of all things. It is the Kaaba that is the sanctuary and the place of security, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And when we made the house a pilgrimage for man and a place of security. This is Al-Quran, chapter 2, verse 125.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now listen about symbolism of sa'i. Sa'i, in Arabic term, is the ritual of walking between the two hills. One of the hills named As-Safa, the other Al-Marwa. This ritual commemorates the story of Hajar and her son Ismail. The two were left in a barren desert by Ibrahim, the prophet Abraham, under the instruction of Allah. Hajar returned to her infant son, and as the baby cried from hunger, she began running between Safa and Marwa, searching for anything or anyone who might be able to help them. Hajar ran between the two mountains 7 times in desperation. She then witnessed the archangel Gabriel at the feet of her baby, who struck his heel into the ground, causing a spring of water to gush forth that later became known as Zamzam. Here is where the Hajj ritual of Sa'i was born, and Hajar's story is pivotal in understanding the narrative of Hajj. Her story is one of the utmost devotion, conviction, certitude, and trust in Allah above all else. That a mother would be willing to accept the fate of being abandoned in a barren desert with her breastfeeding child, because she was certainly was a desire of Allah, displays the greatest example of trusting in Allah.
In a time of darkness and greed, it is your light that we need. You came to teach us how to live, Muhammad, ya Rasulullah. So caring and kind, your soul was full of light. You are the best of mankind, Muhammad, khayru khalqillah. Sallu ala rasulillah, habib al-mustafa.
here in this part, we listen to the leader's view on Hajj. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "The Hajj representing the Islamic Ummah. Every year, the arrival of the time for the Hajj is accompanied by enthusiasm of devout hearts and mind throughout the world of Islam. These enthusiastic hearts and minds wait impassionately for the time for the Hajj to devoutly prostrate themselves before the house of Allah. The Hajj represents the Islamic Ummah and promotes the kind of behavior that this great Ummah should exhibit in order to achieve prosperity. The purposeful and informed movement of different people in a certain direction is the essence of the Hajj. Remembrance of Allah and unanimity among Allah's servants are the core of this movement and establishing a strong spiritual base for a prosperous life for humanity is the purpose of this movement."
Hajj means the intention, al-qasd, and it is the only obligatory act as taught by the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that has a chapter in the Quran named after it, Suratul Hajj, as we do not have a chapter that refers to the name as Suratul Salah or Suratul Saum. And it's unique in that the journey of Hajj allows the human being to encounter and to live through the day of resurrection. It is somehow a minor resurrection. It's an assault course and a training ground in humility and humbleness, in the idea of brotherhood, in the notion of sacrifice and defeating one's ego. It is an act of worship performed by all the prophets and the awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a journey with immense benefit according to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ظَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They will definitely see benefits and rewards for them.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all about this episode of today's special. Of course, it was the first episode about Hajj, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic during these special occasions and months. Thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika lak labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. Labbaik hajjan haqqan. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن
أشهد أن محمدا محمد رسول الله.